Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Saturday, May the 7th, 2022, and I have the honor to have whistleblower Professor James Fetzer on, and also Professor, I should call him whistleblower, who's all he's been putting out, Joel. And I want to start with you, Joel, because I want to make sure we can get in this period of time everything that needs to be said by you as well as by Jim. Would you lead us in the subject matter you want to touch on?
Okay, there are two big points, and I hope that Dr. Fetzer will, because I know that he has access to a lot of data about what I'm going to speak on. There are two big issues that are on the horizon for those living in the Southwest. Number one, water, and number two, the invasion. First, I'm going to hit on the invasion, then I'm going to hit on the water. No matter what you say, I mean, no matter what you have viewed concerning the invasion, I will tell you, because I have followed two, three gentlemen that have done a terrific job of explaining what is really happening on the border. We do not have an immigration. We have an invasion. And it's not 19,000 people a day coming through. It is 25,000 to 30,000 coming through a day. Now, what these gentlemen did was to explain how that number of people got all the way from Central America up to the border. And there are what we call UN camps. And one of these gentlemen was able to be taken on a tour of these camps. And I will tell you, these camps are not degraded in any way. They have all of the modern amenities, a dispensary, a dorm room, showers, people to get a haircut, people to see a doctor. And in this one place, they had, in one day, they had 2,000 people go through. Now, this was below Costa Rica. They boarded these brand new, it looked like Greyhound buses with air conditioning, tinted windows. The passengers that got on there were mostly military age, and they were wearing Bermuda shorts and flip-flops and T-shirts. And they're going to walk all the way to the American border? No. So what these gentlemen did was to take a tour of some of the general camps that stretch from Central America all the way to the U.S. border. And what they do is they take them up there on the bus, let them off. There are other buses then that take them to places like that cross at Del Rio, Texas. That seems to be the center part right now of what is the apex of the invasion. And what they do is they have rubber boats, they put on life vests, they pull them across. There's the Border Patrol, there is the National Guard, there are the state police that help them out of the life raft. Then they march down a road about maybe a tenth of a mile where they make lines, and then they do the paperwork. The Border Patrol puts them on buses. Then they take them down to a central station where then they are taken to the airport and put on planes to fly them into different parts of the United States. No. That is what is going on. And that right there is the truth of the nature of this invasion. Now, the question brings about, can this be stopped? Why is this going on? And it is going on because the Border Patrol has been told by the Biden administration, the Biden administration has been told by others behind the scene, that it will be a detain and release. Not a detain, not arrest and release, but a detain and release. And it used to be arrest and return. meaning we arrest you, we take you to another entrance, we make you cross back over into Mexico. And all the president has to do is to order the Border Patrol to do that, but they won't. Now that brings up the issue of people like Abbott, Governor Abbott. The question is being asked by the Texans, why isn't Abbott doing anything? Well, he did these, what I call, put lipstick on the pig kind of thing. It really didn't really do anything. An example, you would say, I'm going to send so many National Guardsmen, so many state police along the border. But they don't do anything. They help them out of the boat. That's all. They don't arrest them. They don't detain them. They process them. And so now there are legislators and lobbying groups that are pushing for a means by which they create a trespass situation to where the governor signs in legislation making trespass a law by which he can enforce the border. And so all that happens is that the sheriff deputizes the National Guardsmen and deputizes state police officers. They can then make the arrest, take them down to an entrance point, and make them get out of the bus and go back.
And militias and civilians.
And you can have militias do it, but we won't go into that because that's another issue. But it is called trespass. And all they've got to do is make an adjustment on legislation, and they can enforce it. But they will not do it. Why? And there's just too many people that are making too much money off of this. For instance, in 1 month, they had 100,000 5-year-olds to 12-year-olds show up and not in the company of any adult. What are they doing with them? Are they trafficking them? That's a thing. That's a thing to talk about. So that is the true nature of what the invasion is all about. And about now the second issue.
Hold on, Joe. And about body parts, as whistleblower Debbie Davis said yesterday on my program, we talked about it. How it was going through Arizona and shipping body parts, McCain. Go ahead.
All right, let's go back and I'll touch on that, but I have these other issues and then let Jim do what he was going to do. Yes, those kids are being used for many things. One of them is body parts. And it's just not here in Arizona, it's along the border. And they take the kid, put them into a certain area where they have it all set up, they take the body part, put it into containers, and then ship it out wherever it's going to go. No questions asked. So now let's go to the second issue I was going to bring up, and that is the issue of drought. There is a mega drought in the West. Right now, Colorado Basin Administration of Water, which includes two major dams, Hoover Dam and the Lake Powell Dam. Lake Powell Dam is up in northern Arizona, and we all already know that Hoover Dam is located on the border of Arizona and Nevada. There is now a drop in the water level that is so low now that there may not be any water in just a couple of months to where they cannot run the generators. So the issue is, we'll either give you water or give you electricity. You cannot have both. So they have had a meeting over the last week, and they have come up with a solution that will stave off the problem for 12 months. 12 months. 12 months. People in the entire area of the Southwest, or great portions of the Southwest, are going to have to make a decision. Do you want drinking water or do you want electricity? You can't have both.
Well, if you don't have drinking water, electricity just doesn't matter because there's a rule of three. You can go 3 minutes without air. You can go 3 days without water. You can go 3 weeks without food. This is just horrendous what you're describing here. They end up bringing the Biden administration to invade the United States, to destroy the United States, and they appear to be right on schedule. This is stunning.
Now, they also got, what is it now, Joel, 30 or 20 food processing plants burned down in the past, what, couple weeks or 3 weeks?
30. And I talk to people at Fry's, and I can go down the Fry's row, and there's always empty spaces on the shelves. Empty spaces on the shelves. And that means that I get told by people who work in the back rooms that they have gigantic shortages. And, well, we'll see what happens. But again, it comes down to, it is a euphemistic saying, this is a repeated from the administration of the Colorado Basin, the choice will be drinking water or electricity. You can't have both unless there is a change in the weather.
Take a look at Lake Mead, folks. Google it. I did. Had it up on my site. They ruined that day of posting, so I'll get it back up. But take a look in Google. It's there. There's a whole bunch
of
good articles.
The solution for the Lake Powell situation is, if it drops 32 more feet, there'll be no water to push the generators. So what they're going to do is, they're going to hold any water that would be sent to Lake Mead. They're going to bring in water from Flaming Gorge Dam, make up the loss that way, which will last for about 12 months. The same thing will happen with Lake Mead, where they are going to bring water in to Lake Mead to make up for the loss that they will not get from Lake Powell. But it's only for a 12-month time period. Right now, there was not enough pump or water level to drive the pumps to give water out of Lake Mead. They had to make some other pumps further down the river to provide that water. That's how dire the situation is.
And the Hoover Dam supplies, there's several generators in it, and it supplies, I think it's three quarters to the what's called S4, Area 51, Groom Lake, Papoose Lake, where the alien base is, etc., supplies its electricity. Daddy Bush and his E-systems that shot the death ray on towers, that power came from those Hoover Dam generators. Go ahead, Joel.
Go ahead, Jim.
Or Jim.
That pretty much summarizes it right there. So your comments...
I think that was a sensational and extremely important and disturbing report. They can manufacture the weather. If they wanted to refill the reservoirs, they could relatively easily do it. Governor Newsom of California's Water Control Board emptied the major dams in California that were at all-time highs on the pretext of preserving a rather obscure tiny fish that was supposed to be a species on the verge of extinction. But indeed, the true reason is to leave the California residents and California agriculture in a position where it's unsustainable. So like California being a major agricultural provider for the United States, just as Ukraine has been a major agricultural provider for Russia and much of Eastern Europe, they're using these twin pillars of attack. There's never been a situation where an enemy with the resources of the Rothschild banking, the richest entity in the world, has gone to war against the world with a genocidal depopulation program targeting especially the United States. But it's very clear, it's right on schedule, and we are the targets. Let no one have any doubt about it. They had to bring in Biden and Harris to invade and destroy the United States, just as they had to bring in Bush and Cheney to bring us 9/11 and the Patriot Act. This is all unbelievably bad, and there's no authority that is leading the American people against. If Donald Trump can rise to the occasion, I say Godspeed. We must all support him, because in spite of his flaws, he has shown a predilection in the past to take actions that are beneficial to the American people, none of which, not a single one, is coming from the Biden administration and its allies, who are doing their absolute best to sabotage the economy and bring about the death on a large scale of the American people.
12 disciples of Satan, I call them. 12 alien-possessed human beings, folks. Rockefeller being one of them. They control the economies of the world. They control the Federal Reserve, and they control the other international banking systems. That's the problem. And now they're starving us out. Jones touched on it, and they touched on a local TV station, Jim, but cash buyers for your house. They'll offer you $15,000 to $30,000, even $50,000 more than your asking price and the appraised price, whatever, and walk away today, cash. And that's coming out of BlackRock, which is Pete Peterson, which is Iran-Contra Silverado drug money. And it's also coming out of BlackRock, Blackstone, that took over the Federal Reserve. It's also coming out, what's the other one? Vanguard, Joe?
Yes, BlackRock and Vanguard, yes.
So they're buying up everything in America. And right here in the Midwest, they're having shortage of houses. People can't get in and buy a house because these guys are coming in here and buying them up as fast as they can. And one contractor I know that's, you know, building contractor, he said he's doing 200 houses this year of rental properties just for this one firm. And he said it's taking him 6 months to get a delivery of wood to the site, which normally takes 3 to 5 days. They're creating shortages.
Well, the country's going to hell in a handbasket, and the Biden administration was the instrumentality to provide the cover for it, and it's all disgusting beyond belief. The film 2,000 Mules is out now and shows the enormity of the theft of the 2020 election. No one who watches it will ever take the Democratic Party seriously again. After all of its protestations that this was the most safe and honest election in American history, it was by far the most corrupt, just to keep the Democrats in power so they could promote the Biden agenda, which is sabotaging America. There's a big picture, my fellow citizens. That's what's going on. Your country is being dismembered piece by piece.
And ready for big destruction. Now, Jim, you got a special report on the possibility of nuclear exchange. Would you talk about that, please?
Well, if we don't starve ourselves, or if we don't die of thirst, and I'm sorry that Joel has elaborated the scenario where I mention in passing, but I reiterate the rule of threes. Human beings can go 3 minutes without air, they can go 3 days without water, and they can go 3 weeks without food. This is upon us. There's no question about the deliberate effort to bring about genocide on a massive scale. Now, if we don't die of thirst or starvation, there's a very good chance we're going to die in a nuclear annihilation. U.S. intelligence is helping Ukraine kill Russian generals, and they're boasting about it. We have a story about this on the front page of the New York Times. The U.S. has provided intel about Russian units that allowed Ukrainians to target and kill many of the Russian generals who've died in action. And let me say, for a general to die in a war is highly extraordinary. We were in Vietnam for nearly 20 years, and there's only one general officer died. Oddly enough, I knew him, General Bruno Hochmuth, Major General. He'd been in charge of the recruit depot in San Diego when I came aboard as a series commander with 15 DIs and 300 recruits under my command. A fellow officer of mine, Bob Stark, was his aide-de-camp and would have been killed with a general when his helicopter was shot down, except for having been stung by a scorpion the day before, being temporarily out of duty. So, I mean, it's just astonishing, because here we have 12 generals on the front line in a very brief period of time. I mean, this war hasn't extended but a few months, and 12 generals, that's absolutely stunning. The targeting is part of a classified effort by the Biden admin to provide real-time battlefield intelligence to Ukraine. That's actionable intel. That means we are co-belligerents. That means Russia is entitled under international law to attack the United States. This is what they have done. They put the whole nation at risk by wanting to put down the Russians, by aiding the Ukrainians. And I guarantee you 100% Putin is going to do something about this. The U.S. is focused on providing location and other details about the Russian military's mobile headquarters, which relocate frequently. They've combined that geographic information with their own intel, including intercepted communications, alerting the Ukrainian military to the presence of senior Russian officers to conduct artillery strikes and other attacks that have killed so many of them. This is simply stunning. Not all of these strikes have been carried out with American intel. A strike over the weekend at a location in eastern Ukraine for General Valery Gerasimov, Russia's highest-ranking uniform officer and visited, was not aided by American intel, where the U.S. prohibits itself from providing intel by the most senior Russian officials. But American intelligence was critical in the death of other generals. Not only that, the Biden regime helped Ukraine sink the Russian ship to Moskva and then leaked it to warmongers in the liberal media. The suggestion here, the Biden regime is going to get us all killed. I think that's exactly right. U.S. intel under the direction of Biden's handlers helped Ukraine sink the Russian flagship, the Moskva, in the Black Sea. Then they leaked the news to the New York Times and NBC News, who gladly, gleefully reported the news. Here's Mediaite reporting. On April 11th, the Ukrainian forces landed two missile strikes on the cruiser Moskva, the flagship of Russian Black Sea fleet. It sank shortly thereafter. NBC and the Times both reported Ukraine could not have struck the ship without the help of U.S. intelligence. The Times reported, the targeting help, which contributed to the eventual sinking, is part of a continuing classified effort by the Biden admin to provide real-time battlefield intelligence to Ukraine. That intelligence also includes sharing anticipated Russian troop movements gleaned from Russian-American assessment of Moscow's battle plan for fighting in the Donbass region. The administration has sought to keep the battlefield and maritime intelligence it's sharing secret, out of fear it will be seen as an escalation and provoke President Putin into a wider war. These people are itching for a war with Russia. They just might get it. Do they really think that publishing this on the New York Times, that Vladimir Putin is going to be unaware of it? Meanwhile, the Russian ambassador is reporting, even in Newsweek, that NATO is not taking the nuclear war threat seriously enough. Russia's envoy to the U.S. has told Newsweek leaders of the U.S.-led NATO alliance do not grasp the true gravity of a potential nuclear conflict erupting. While the U.S. and allies have accused the Kremlin of summoning the specter of nuclear war over NATO's support for Ukraine, Moscow's ambassador Anatoly Antonov disparaged what he called a flurry of blatant misrepresentations of Russian official statements on our country's nuclear policies. He said it was those in the Western Bloc who have proven irresponsible in their handling of what's been described as one of the most dangerous moments since the Cuban Missile Crisis 6 decades ago. I can guarantee you it is far more serious. While U.S. officials cast Russia as the aggressor and escalate nuclear tensions, Antonov called the accusation baseless and part of a propaganda campaign launched against Russian response to steps taken to neutralize threats to our national security emanating from the Ukrainian territory. He then outlined conditions under which the use of nuclear weapons is possible, given Russia's official doctrine, which states they can be used in response to the use of weapons of mass destruction against Russia and its allies, or in the event of aggression against our country when the very existence of the state is jeopardized. That appears to me to be where things now stand. And I say, God help us, because the Biden administration is making us vulnerable, provoking Russia to attack the United States by taking an overtly belligerent status, by giving actionable intelligence to Ukraine, and then making light of it and joking as though this were some kind of war game. Well, this is not a war game. It's deadly serious. Those who might want to have to choose between starvation and nuclear annihilation, however, might very well prefer the latter to the former.
You hit it right on target, because that's where they're leading us, right into this nuclear war. I can see it coming, Jim. And if there's two prophets, you ask our friend Jim. Jim.
Was that a question?
Ask Preston sometime what his opinion is of Dmitry Tudorin and Henry Gruber. And you want to touch on that for a second, Joe? Just real quick.
You're more familiar with Duderman than me, so go ahead.
Well, Dmitry Duderman was a prophet, or was a KGB agent, locked up the gulags for years, and then they finally let him loose. He went to West Germany, and he used to sneak Bibles across the border at East Germany. And the guards would open up his trunk. They wouldn't see him, and he'd be praying for the Bibles to be invisible. It was against the law to bring Bibles in to Russia or any of its allies. But by the way, President Russian Putin was the one that opened up the churches and Christianity back into to his republic, should we say. Now, Dmitry Duderman took a slot that I was supposed to take, actually, in 1994. I got anthraxed. He took my slot with the Prophecy Club, and they had about 13 locations going, and they paid you a trip and all this, and then they sell your videos, and they give you one-third of the profit from it. So that's what I was going to do. Well, he took my place, but he gave this prophecy that God had given him and brought him over to America to tell everybody we were going to get friggin' nuked if we didn't turn from our wicked ways. Well, there was another guy named Henry Gruber. It's an Iowa preacher, and he was sitting at a table in Ohio, and one of the people that joined my militia, should we say, formed their own. That's how we did it, state by state, county by county, under the umbrella of GOAL, G-O-A-L, Guardians of American Liberties. He was sitting at the table with the two of them when Dmitry was speaking at the Prophecy Club over in Ohio someplace. And he calls me up, and I called him back a little bit, and turns out to be that he said that they had identical prophecies that America would be nuked from many places, mainly Russia and China. We would be invaded by Russia and China. And they said that the only difference between the two prophecies the guy told me that they had was the fact that Henry Gruber saw the landscape dotted with these telephone towers just before the nukes hit. That's the cell phone towers, folks. Could it be? Just thought I'd throw it out there for you. They're out there on the internet, Henry Gruber and Dmitry Duderman. And I'll try to see if I can put the videos up with this show.
I can't thank you enough for these opportunities to come on with you and Joe and update the American people on the latest. You're doing a great job with this.
Well,
thank you so much.
Real quick, Jim, you've heard of the George Washington vision, have you?
No, Stu, I'm not.
Okay, look at it's up on my internet site in the search bar. Just put in George Washington's vision and let's talk later. And Jim, I want to thank you very much for coming on. And Joe, I want to thank you. Any last words, Joe?
Nope.
Okay, gentlemen, have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.